So pleased to be chatting on this very overcast, wet, and rainy day to two very significant people from One Tybalt Hotel, which has just launched their new restaurant called The Annex. Now, Charlene Fanzel is no stranger to the Jet Setting Channel. We've chatted to her, we've enjoyed her hospitality, and we love that urban buzz that One Tybalt creates. And it's a must-see, often visited space for us. And what a pleasure it is to be able to linger longer and have a coffee and a delicious breakfast with Angelique Smith, fondly known as Ange, who runs the Annex with the precision of expert choreography, I would like to say, because there was a swift change over from breakfast to lunch and lots of in-house guests that enjoyed their hospitality. So, Charlene and Ange, welcome to Jet Setting with Janet.
Well, Janet, thank you so much for having us. We'd love to be here with you.
It's an absolute pleasure. So it's a perfectly cozy day for a fireside chat, but I don't believe any of us are sitting next to a fire. Are you, Angie, maybe cuddling with a cat or enjoying a hot chocolate? Because you're in
I
that
wish
cute
I
space
was.
called the Annex.
Certainly a hot coffee and a warm scone for me this today.
Oh. I must tell you, the scones, I'm a scone fanatic. I love a scone. And I did enjoy the one at the Annex. So just for our listeners, some context, Charlene, give us the broad bird's eye view of One Tybalt again, just to remind people where you are and what the hotel, or should I say the apart hotel, is all about.
Yeah, no problem, certainly. So One Tybalt is the has actually got an affiliation in all Capetonians' mind. It carried many names in the past as a commercial building. It went from the Telkom building to the LG building to now the Standard Bank building, and it's recognizable in the city center because it's the only building standing on a true north-south axle. It's cladded in brown granite to represent the granite on Table Mountain. And the new owner decided to turn it into an apart hotel. And we are heading into our fourth season, supplying accommodation for travelers into Cape Town coming to enjoy the City Bowl. I think our location is very, very favorable for both corporate and leisure travelers because we are based in the financial district. More commonly known as the foreshore of Cape Town. And yeah, we've built a really nice, strong following, both local, both South Africans. And now recently with our restaurant opening, we are hoping to get some more tour operators to consider our apartment offering for their groups and their clients coming to visit and experience Cape Town.
Wonderful. What a phenomenal legacy that building has. Hey, so much history. And now
Yes.
creating your own narrative in that space.
Yeah. We actually feel quite honored to become a part of its history. And yeah, that's also why we like to tell people the history. I've had conversations with people where every time I bring it up, they actually have a nice giggle to themselves, you know, because either your grandfather or your father or your mother have either worked here or, you know, for some reason or somehow it is in your mind.
Well, I can tell you I've banked there as a Standard Bank client. So that's my association with the building. So when I listen to what you're saying, Charlene, it's you have what is your typical stay? Is it a long stay, a short stay? What is the go-to solution for people for this apart hotel?
So it's quite a nice variety. I mean, our studios are more used for shorter stays. It's sort of our equivalent of a hotel room. We've got four room types where we also have one bedroom options available, and we have got some clients using it for either relocating to Cape Town. We also have some nomads visiting us during the course of the year, coming to work from our apartments for 2 to 3 months, experiencing everything that Cape Town has to offer for them. So our clientele is quite broad. And our length of stay is also broad. We offer quite a few case staycations during the course of the year. We like to have our local clients, Capetonians, also come and visit us, come and experience Cape Town. So yeah, so there's quite a nice variety, to experience length of stays. It doesn't matter, 1 night, 2 months, our door is always open.
Fantastic. Now, I remember staying there and receiving this wonderful selection of goodies on the kitchen table and making my own coffee. And I didn't even think how wonderful it would be to have a restaurant on site, but what a pleasure it would have been to be able to walk across the annex and be greeted with warm, beautiful scones and banana bread and all kinds of amazing things on the breakfast table. And there, it's almost like you've read our minds. Here is the annex. And to talk to us about the annex is Angie. So, Angie, I was really impressed by the menu and the scope of what you had on the menu, but also with how ethically, it's prepared. You often go to a hotel breakfast and then you feel like you have to be wheelbarrowed out of there. And I must say, I didn't feel that. There's some magic in what you're doing. So please tell us firstly, what is the menu and what makes that menu so exceptional?
Thank you, Janet. I think in summary, we really want guests, be them from the hotel or the offices or a tour guide popping in, we want them to feel welcomed, satisfied, and a little bit delighted. We want that sort of little element of that was nicer than I expected. And for us, food and hospitality is really at the heart of it. Myself and everyone involved in the project have been lucky to be in the hospitality world for a long time, and we take it very seriously. We particularly want our food to be fresh and nourishing, but delicious and satisfying. As Charlene said, with all the different hotel rooms, the different people moving through the space, we wanted people to be able to find what they need, what they feel like they're craving, something for everyone. And our chef particularly is very, very fiscal when it comes to fresh ingredients. Our chicken is free range, our kitchen is fully halal. Everything is made fresh on site. And a lot of places claim these things, but we all eat there. It is food that we are proud to consume and that we want people to enjoy like they are sitting at the table with us. We also wanted to be able to make sure that when we host conferences and different events, that we've got the capacity to service people with the menu that they need. With the different internationals that might come or the different cultures of people, we want to be able to accommodate them with food that is familiar but also a little bit special.
Now, the word special definitely does come to mind. And so often when you're in a hotel restaurant, you have this feeling that you've had mass-produced food and it's lying there for a long time. And I think we arrived somewhere towards the latter part of breakfast and everything was still incredibly fresh and looking good. It didn't look tired at all, and obviously you're replenishing supplies on a regular basis, and everything still looks good and palatable. And the other thing that I liked is that you were catering to different tastes and different expectations. So you had Macon on the menu, and that takes care of a huge demographic in the Western Cape, the Muslim community, and the fact that you have a halal offering is really exceptional. You've obviously put a lot of thought into this. So tell me how you got to this kind of menu.
So I think if we start at breakfast, the start of our day, of course, and we want to add that special touch for the hotel. We really do. It's such a captive audience, and We don't want to just be something that people feel, ugh, I guess I'll go and eat the hotel breakfast because it's included or it's free. We want it to be something that people actually get excited about. So a small example of that, my particular drug of choice is coffee. So, and I know that a few people, it is the same. So I wanted to make sure that our coffee is fantastic. So I had a coffee roasted specially for us by two local gentlemen. And I think the rest went into, well, that thinking went into the rest of the menu as well. So our continental breakfast is your usual fresh bakes and fruits and everything. But like you say, Janet, really fresh made, a lot of love. Our chef is exceptional. She's quite an underdog in the industry, Jenny Ward. And then to make people really, to ensure that they get what they want and that it feels like a serviced offering, our hot dishes are plated. So you're ordering your English breakfast, your African breakfast, which has puff balls and chakalaka, or your avo toast. And it comes to you beautifully plated as if you had to walk into a cafe. Coffee freshly brewed, all of those things. And then with our lunch menu, we wanted it to be able to leverage into something that will soon service evening as well. What will guests want to have throughout the day? Sort of your go-to favorites, your burgers, your samis, your soups, but then also something fresh and satisfying, poke bowls, versatile, that they can sort of
I
make
saw
each
my
dish their
favorite
own.
on the menu there. I saw falafel, which not
Okay.
everybody does. So I was excited about that. I have to come back for that.
You definitely need to. That's one of my favorites. It really is super yum. So please do. And yeah, we wanted it to be able to extend into something that soon enough the hotel guests will be able to order it in the evening without needing to leave. So yeah.
Just one thing that I think Angie's not thinking about, and that I think is quite nice that they are incorporating, is how quickly you get your meal. A big conversation we had before the restaurant opens is that people don't have a lot of time. Our corporate clients, especially, or if you're on a tour and you've got a deadline to get on a bus, you need to get out of that restaurant quite quick for both breakfast or maybe lunch.
Absolutely.
And they do work really hard to get your plate of food. I can't remember, you guys still said you had your turnaround time from order to table. What?
We try for a maximum of 5 minutes. So absolutely, thanks, Charlene. That is important. Also, grab and go and pre-packed breakfasts or lunches is
Oh,
absolutely
that's
something
always
that
handy.
we offer for sure.
That's very handy, just a grab and go, because sometimes you're on the run and you don't have time to linger. So that's definitely a good offering. So I also saw a beautiful, and I said, Charlene, this is definitely a space for a dance party. Can we do a silent disco? And I was wondering what you're
Yes.
doing with that space. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I think it's one of the rooms that made me fall in love with the project. I'm a sucker for natural light, and our restaurant and all of our spaces are just bathed in beautiful natural light. And the conference room specifically, it overlooks the courtyard. So it's got lovely trees that it looks onto, and there's just abundant light and so warm and inviting, but also elegant. And you haven't seen it since we put up the curtains, but it also just adds that versatility. So when we have events that require a lot of AV or some blackout, we can do that. But otherwise, especially conferencing events or group events, you want your guests to retain a certain amount of energy and vigor. And our space definitely lends itself to that. But at the same time,
Just
it's
being able
elegant
to
enough.
look out on that beautiful view. You get a sense of the expanse of the city. Beautiful, unhinged vistas. So it's inspiring as well.
And so accessible, literally in the heart of the CBD, which is just very convenient to find a event space like that. But certainly, Silent Disco Janet, we need to make that happen. I
Before
love
you
that.
sell the space to all the conference and eventing organizers, please can we do that?
Yeah,
It'd be
you're more than
great fun.
welcome to. Absolutely.
So the other question I have is around parking. I haven't been there in a while, so I came in through the old entrance. Tell me how that has changed. You
So
have a
we do
very
have.
efficient person, by the way, who directed me, who directed the traffic. He was so amazing. He really was.
I'm
So that
happy
has
to hear.
changed a little bit.
Yes, so originally our parking was more towards obviously being a commercial building. There was a lot of commercial parking, but we do have parking on site in the building. When it comes to accommodation, we prefer that you pre-book your parking just so that we can know how many people are going to require parking. But when we do have an event, people do need transport and parking. We are more than happy and we are very capable and able to sort that out for you.
Perfect. So breakfast goers who are just popping in can park underground because
Yes,
it's a
they can. They can
busy
come
long
in.
street, is so busy. They can come into the parking, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, they can park inside the building. And it's quite easy and convenient to get from parking through to the restaurant. And as you just pointed out, our staff is always on hand to assist, help, and guide.
Phenomenal. I love that parking because I usually park there when I'm going somewhere because you have the Visa building opposite you.
Yeah.
So I approach that parking with
We
great excitement.
do.
So we've heard about One Tybalt and the Annex, beautiful marriage of spaces, and then the scene from a forthcoming attraction, which is the conferencing space. Ladies, you're doing a phenomenal job. We're certainly going to spread the word on our side. And you've also very generously offered us a prize of a two-night stay and meals at the Annex. So that's going to be a phenomenal gift for somebody to enjoy and get to experience it. And I certainly hope the person who wins it is somebody in the tourism space so that they can then recommend it forward for you. An absolute pleasure chatting to you, Charlene and Ange, and wishing you and the team at One Tybalt and the Annex all the very best going forward.
Janet, it's been wonderful chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us, Janet.
And we'll see you soon for
Absolute
that falafel
pleasure.
salad.
Yes, absolutely. All the best.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.